We're on the bottom of Daf Kuf Yotes Amid Beis Beike the Masne Lo Amasnisen. Just to refresh our memory, we had two Lashaynes in Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish was going on a Baraisa. The Baraisa said that if you had two atzomeis, each one was attached to a chatzis zayis bosom in a mace, and the atzomeis were the teich habayis. So the Tanakama holds the bayis is tome, yesh yad, the chatzis zayis. So Reish Lakish said that it's after by atzomeis, because an etzem is a yad. But a nima, a seyo, is not a yad, it's not strong enough to lift up the chatzis ayis with anima, so memele it's not a yad, so it won't be tame. And then as the sugya progresses, it would seem that Reish Lakish, that what he said, it's not a yad, but it could be a shema. But if it's a shema, there's a tenai by a shema that has to be connected habosa. Then it's a shema. But shaloi keneged avosa, then it's not a shema, and that's the machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish holds that it's a shema, so therefore it has to be keneged avosa. Shaloi keneged avosa, it's not a shema, and it's definitely not a yad. And Rav Yochanan holds that for the shaloi keneged avosa, it is a yad, even though if you lift it up with the nime, it was tame, it was there, but al kaponim, it has a teiras yad. That was the beginning of the sugya, and then the Gemara wanted to say, could be Reish Lakish hold that if you have a multitude of nimais, nima ben animim, and since you could grab the basa with all the nimim, so then each nim is called a yad, because each nima together, united, with all the nimim are a chetimse to hold the bosses, each nim is called a yad. That was the first lashon of the Gemara. The second lashon of the Gemara was, again, that Reish Lakish is speaking on this baraisa that says that shnei atzomis are maybe a satume, and Reish Lakish said atzomis but not anima, because anima is not a yad, and he doesn't hold even the lumdis of how be nima bein animim. It's only a shema. And Rabbi Yochanan, the second lashon, holds it is a yad tafke nima bein animim. That is the second lashon. Now let us see the last three lines on Omid Beis Kuf Yotes Omid Beis v'iked the masni lo amasnis. Others said this memre of Reish Lakish, that Reish Lakish differentiated between a nime and a etzem, he was not going on the beraise that was speaking about hilchis yodis, that a yodis may be a satume. He was going on our Mishnah that is speaking about hilchis shaimrim, the mitztarfi, vikid the master la masnisa. It says in the Mishnah, Ha'oir v'aroitev v'akipeh, mitztarfin l'tamei tumes oichlam. So here it says that Ha'oir and roitev and atzomais are all mitztarev l'tumes oichlam. Omar Reish Lakish leishonu ela etzem dahavi shayma. And etzem is a shayma, so then it's mitztarev. So this third lashon is the exact opposite of the first two lashons we had till now. The first two lashons were that Reish Lakish held anim is a shema. Could be it's a yad also nima bein animim, according to the first lashon. But it's zicha a shema. The third lashon holds pumfaker. Reish Lakish is coming, he's going on our Mishnah. That's what he's talking about. He's going on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that atzomais are shemrim, so that's an etzem. But a nim is not a shema, and because the old din shema gabi shema. Avonim lehav shema. ורב יוחנן אומר, אפילו נימנה מיבי שמה. ממש בנהפך, from the first loss. רב יוחנן was the one that said, הנימה is השמה. אומר לרש לוקש, רב יוחנן, ומי כשמה על גבי שמה, I don't understand you. How could הנימה be השמה? The air is השמה, so it's השמה על גבי שמה. So Rabbi Yochanan answered him, "Chilchuli mechalchul." No, the nima punctures the oil that's made in on the basso. Maskev lo ravach elo miyata tefillin hechek asvina. If you tell me that the seyer mamas punctures the oil, so how can you write tefillin? Abining sivatam, it comes out the oil that the tefillin is written on is. There's holes in it, and therefore it's not a ksivatama, the leke. So my answer is, ishtemitze hadamri b'marove, kol nekev shad yoy oy v'rolo v'ine nekev. That if it's a minute hole, and the yoy will cover it, so that doesn't, there's no chesorin of ksivatama. Fine. So the kids, what do we have so far? That Rish Lakish holds anime is not a shema, and Rabbi Yochanan holds anime is a shema. Eis ve Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish oir sheyesh alof kezayis boso, hanegei betziv hayetzimenu besaru shekenegdei tome. My love mishum shema. So here Rabbi Yochanan asked on Rish Lakish, here Rabbi Yochanan the tzichan are a yad, because if you pick it up, it's going to tear. So al kochoch, it's a shema. So you see that anime is a shema. This is this third lashon. Loi mishum yad. So Rish Lakish said, no, there it's metam elz yad. Like the Gemara, anime achas lamai chazi. So Rabbi Yochanan asked Rish Lakish, how can it be a yad? Anime is, you can't lift up the bosa through anime. So Rish Lakish answered him, Kedama Rabbi Eloi, b'malai shebein amloi, mochanami b'nimi shebein animin. Ha'eche yitma de Rabbi Eloi, ha'desnan amalai shebishibolim, metamim, od mitmoim, ve'em mitzalfin. Malai lamai chosis, he was speaking about this, the kana shiboilis, the hairy growths that come out from the kernels of wheat, and that is a dinyat. Amar Rabbi Eloi, b'malai shebein amloim, if you would, that each hair is a dinyat, since if you hold them together, you can be metaltel the shibayles al yodom. So trashi amasnisen diktoni atomis mitstalfin. Bakochach mishim shema, the yad loy mitzarf, al nima loy habi shema, the loy mitzarif, then shema al gabi shema. So the third lashon, Rish Lakish is coming to tell us that anima is not a shema. This mamish the hepach from the first two lashonos. Now let us just see the bottom toisvis. Ike de maslala mas nisen, ad loy shalnu ela etzem, only an etzem is a shema. But anima is not a shema. So let us see the gears on the side. Ochanami avimotzi lameima leishonu ella oir avonima lehavi shema. Now let us appreciate Taisvis kasha. Taisvis is asking a moiridike kasha. We had a memre of Rish Lakish. The shaila on what is he going on? Is he going on a baraisa? Is he going on a Mishnah? If he's going on a Baraisa, the Baraisa was speaking about, he had two Atzomis that were attached to a Chatzi Zayis of a mace, and the two Atzomis were in a house. So there it says, the Atzomis are Machnis Tuma L'Soy Chabay, and the Yodis, Poshit, Rishloki said the Yodis. So there Rishloki said, Atzomis are a Yad, Anim is not a Yad. So the Lashon of Rishlokish is Moiridik. Rishloki said, Omer Rish Lakish leishanu ela etzem v'haviyad avonim elay haviyad. So if Rish Lakish is going on this baraisa, the baraisa is talking that an etzem is a yad. Rish Lakish is saying, but a nime is not a yad. If Rish Lakish is going on our Mishnah is speaking about Shemrin. Our Mishnah is speaking about Shemrin. So our Mishnah says as follows. Our Mishnah says, what is a Shema? Ha'oyer. Va'atzomais. Va'agidim. It's speaking about Shemrin. So the Mishnah, the first Shema on the Mishnah is speaking about Oyer. Oyer is mitzvah. Oyer is a Shema. So if Reish Lakish is going on our Mishnah, so Reish Lakish should have said, Loishanu Ella Oyer. Avonime Eine mitzvah. If he's going on a Mishnah, why did he jump to the fourth case of the Mishnah, the fifth case, Vatzom is, you know, an Etzem is a Shema. Nima is not a Shema. Why are you talking about Etzom is? The Mishnah is speaking about Hilche Shemrim. So the first Shema, the Mishnah starts off with Oyer. Oyer is a Shema. So you should have said, an Oyer is a Shema, but a Nima is not a Shema, because ain't Shema, got be Shema. This Lashon of Reish Lakish that said, Loishanu Ella Etzem Avol Nima Loi. He's going on a mission. Why is he talking about Atzomis? That's Amir de Kekash. Let's put the Maram, the Girsa's Maram on the side. Loishanu Ella Oyer. So Taisa says, Ahanami Avimotzi Lameima. Loishanu Ella Oyer. This is what Reish Lakish should have said. Oyer is a Shema. Avonime Loihavi Shema. That's what Reish Lakish should have said. So we have to understand that the teretz of Tosfos is Shreklich Shver. That means there was a member of Reish Lakish. There's a difference of opinion if Reish Lakish was talking on the Barais, if he's talking on the Mishnah. You can't make a kugel out of all the Lashainis. The first of Lashainis, he held that a Nima is a Shema. The third Lashon, he held the Nima is not a Shema. They're different Lashainis. The first two Lashonis is going on a Baraisa. So the Baraisa is talking about a Tzomis. The third Lashon that he holds a Nima is not a Shem, he's going on the Mishnah. So that was the Lashon of Reish Lakish. Why did he talk about a Tzomis? So Tosfos says, the first two Lashonis are talking about a Tzomis. So the Leval Yeisti doesn't understand Tosfos. This is the Tosfos Tzomis. It's very difficult. Let us go further. Now, we're a little bit out of the sinyan of Yodis and Shemrin. V'horaytev. It says in the Mishnah that Horaytev is mitzvah. Now we had learned, Rashi explained, Horaytev is mitzvah, not because Horaytev is a Shema. Horaytev is not a Shema. Horaytev is mitzvah because you will eat the basar. Reitev you will not eat alone, but if there's some Reitev Koresh, we'll see exactly what Reitev means, if there's some Reitev Koresh on the Basar, it is eaten together with the Basar, so it is Mashlim Vishir Kebeye, not because it's a Shema, because it's Nechal Imoy. Since it's Nechal Imoy, so it's Mashlim Vishir Beye, even though it's not an oichel. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Frek the Gemara, my reitiv, what is the translation of reitiv? Omar Rove Shumne. So Rove said that's the layer of fat that when you make a soup, so there's a layer of fat over it. So that's mitztarev to the oichel. Omar Leia Baye. I don't understand. That if you're speaking about the fat, that is edible. People eat it. So the Mishnah doesn't have to tell us it's mitzvah to the shir oichel. It's an oichel. So why do I need the Mishnah? Elo chaylev the korish. Let's see what Rashi says. Shumne. Shumin sha'ala marak. This is the fat, the layer of fat which is over the soup. So the amaleya baye shumin lama li litztarufi. I don't need that the shumin is mitztarif to the oichel. Diktani mitztarfin letame tumes oichlim bahade boso. Habifnei atzmoy loy. It seems it's only mitztarif. v'shumen amayloi, v'shumen oichel malyu, shumen itself is an oichel. So amayla, so the Mishnah can't be speaking about shumen. So therefore, the Gemara says a second mahalach, chaleb the korish. Leicha hayoytze min haboso, shekoirin glayro. Now, this is a leicha, this is a thick, liquidy substance that comes out of the meat. And when you cook the meat, it comes out of the meat. And it's thickish. It's gelled. And this, it seems, you will not eat alone. A person will not eat this leicha alone. But if you have a piece of meat and you have this gelled leicha on top of the meat, so you'll eat it together with the meat. So that is the chiddush, that this gelled leicha is mitztaref to be mashlam the shir kebeya, because when you eat the boso, you will eat this together with the boso. So it's considered I have a shir kebeya of tumas eichlim, because when the boso is eaten, I'll eat this together with the boso. So why do you say it's only mitztaref when it's gelled? Kilay korish nami, afilu, it's in a liquid state before it's gelled. It also should be mitzaref. The omar eshlokish tzir shal gabe yerek mitzaref likikai seves biyoy makipurim. The eshlokish said, if you have a yerek, the yerek is a little less than a kaiseves, and there's two pshatim in Rashi, and there's some tzir, maybe tzir was a dip, he dipped it into tzir dogim, whatever it is, he dipped it into tzir, or tzir is some liquid that came out of the yerek, and you have here a yerek with tzir, and Reish Lakish said, this is a liquid tzir, and Reish Lakish said that the tzir is mitzurif to the yerek, to ashir kekesebes. So what do we see from this? We see from this that a liquid that is attached to an oichel has a shame oichel. So memele, so why do you have to specify that our Mishnah is speaking about a gelled leichel? What do you have to be gelled? Afilu, it's in a liquid state. Since it's mechubah to the oichel, it could be mashlam the shir kebeya. That's the Gemara's kash. Ma'ir ye korish? Why does it have to be korish? Why does it have to be gelled? Ki loy korish nami. Da'omar eish lokish tzir shalgabi yerek mitzaref likikaiseves b'yema kipurin. So the Gemara answers, no, you can't compare Yom Kippur to Tumas Eichlin. Why? Hosamishum Yisuvi Daite. By Yom Kippur, the criteria is, do you have, is it Miyasev Daite? Is Becholdo Miyasev Daite? So there, even a liquid will also bring about Yisuvi Daite. Okay, mishum itztarufehu. Here you want to be, it should be mitztaref to an oichel. Ikorish mitztaref, ilaykorish loy mitztaref. So this is the Gemara's teretz, and let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, tzir shalga beyerek, mashke hayoytze min hayerek. So the first pshat tzir is a type of aleichem that comes out of the yerek, and that's mitztaref to the shir kaiseves in Yom Kippur. Lishnachine, tzir shahoyu matvilim macholon betzir. They used to be tzir mamish, it's like brine, shahoyu matvilim macholon betzir. So you have over here a yerek And then you have a little liquid which is attached to the yerek, and it said it's mitzarev l'kakeisebes. Va'af al-gav, the loikorish, even though it's not gel. Kiven the bahadi oichel michbar, since it's attached to the oichel, I have liquid, a small layer of liquid which is attached to the oichel. Oichel, says adin oichel. So memele hu adin. So why do you have to say over here we're speaking about reite the korish that it's gel? So the Gemara answers as follows: Mishani ho some time with the Yom Kippurim lav mishum oichlohu. The reason by Yom Kippur is not because it has a shame oichel. The nami lav uchlo. It's a liquid. And it's not an oichel, kiven the miyasve daite machaye. Since it brings to yisuve daite, that means after one will have a poches b'keisebes of the yerek, and the tzir will be mashlame to a yerek, to a keisebes, he'll have some sort of satisfaction. So even though it's not an oichel, it's a mashke, he'll be chayet. Why will he be chayet? The holy seunik said. The pasuk says a person has to be a meune. Vizeh lohisana. If he had a yerek with a layer of tzir on top of it, he's not a meune. Even though it is a mashke. But he's not a mu'une. Aval hoche, oichel umashkin, eimitz tarfin. But over here, we're speaking about if it will be mekabel tume. So Rashi says, oichel umashkin, if it wouldn't be gel, so it would be a mashke. So oichel umashkin, eimitz tarfin. And oichel umashkin, nedat mitzurif, to make a sheer kabolas tume. They don't have the same shear. You cannot add up an apple and a pear. You cannot add up a mashke and an oichel. The shear kabbalah stum of an oichel is kebeye. The shear kabbalah stum of a mashke is a revis. So since they have different shiurim l'kabbalah stumim, so one cannot be mitzurif to the other, to make a shir kebeya. So Rashi, v'af al gav, dohosom namit nan, ochal vishoso ein mitztarfen. Rashi, so here you tell me it's a mashke, and a mashke can become a tzure. By Yom Kippur, he's not a mu'une. So anshudik, it says, ochal vishoso ein mitztarfen. If a person will eat less than a kesevis, and he'll drink less than meloy lugmav, he's potter. Achila and shtia also do not become mitzurit. So what are you telling me? He's not a mune. It's not true. Achila and shtia not mitzurit. So Rashi says, hani mili ochel vishosa. That means if a person is doing two pulas, he's eating less than a kesebes, he's drinking less than a meloy lugmov, it will not bring yisuvei daita. There's no yisuvei daita from the drinking. There's no yisuvei daita from the eating. Ahani milochel v'shos, dekim lo l'rabon, d'loy miyas v'daita b'oche. Avol tzir shal gabe yerek, Kimlu l'rabbonon de miyasve. But this is something very interesting. But if you have, I'm not eating and drinking. The lachluchis of the tzir together with the yerek, if it adds up to a shir of a kesebes, will bring yisuvei daita. So mamele, there the criteria is yisuvei daita. So mamele, it's mitzuref. Kimlu. Chazal nu, kimlo rabbonin, the demiyas vedaita. My shain came over here you need a kebeya of oichel. And oichel or mashke are not mitzurif, because they have different shiurim. I'd like to mention, on this Rashi, two inyonim. Number one, the zemachlekes, the chai odom, and the mogen avrom. Mogen avrom says that if a person eats a yerek that is less than a kezayis, but it was tovel oisei betzir, and together with the tziritz a kezayis, you make a boir in nefoshes. Now, chotshevil b'aloche is that if you have less than a kezayis of oichel and less than a revius of mashke, you do not make a brocha achoine. Here, the Magen Avraham says, you do make a brocha achoine. Make a brocha achoine because the tzir is achshurei oichlo, so it's called a yed a kezayis. The Chai Odom is choylik. The Chai Odom says that anshudik, this is a besondere din in Yisuvi Daita Yom Kippurim. It's a besondere din. Rashi made a whole Megillah over here. There's a besondere din that by Yom Kippur you have to be a Meune, and if this Yisuvi Daita is not a Meune, v'kem lo lechazal the Yisuvi Daita. If in Yom Kippur the whole Mechuvin is not to make Yisuvei Daita, so Memela, so there's Mitzuv, to Kimlu LaRabona. But he says, but over here, to make a Brocha Achoine, you don't have a Kezayis of Oichel, and the film or the layer of Tzir, which is together with Oichel, cannot become Mitzuv to make a Brocha Achoine. You don't have a Kezayis of Oichel. This is the Chai Odom Shite. The Mishnah Brura is Choylik on the Chai Odom. He brings a Loshen a Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilche Shvises Oser, but the Rambam says the Lomdus is Bibnei Shemachshirei Oichel Ke Oichel Heim Cheshuvim. The Loshen a Rambam is Machshirei Oichel is like an Oichel. So the Rambam seems to say another word. Machshirei oichel ke oichel. I think the Mishnah Brura understood our Gemara as follows. That means, Machshirei oichel ke oichel means that something that is machshir an oichel, the oichel tastes better. So the gavi hanoas achile, it's called an oichel. Gavi hanoas achile, it's called an oichel. So memela, when it comes to Yom Kippurim, it's there, the criteria is Yisuvidaita, it's Yisuvidaita. When it comes, by a brocha chayin, you need anos achilo v'kezayis, it's called a anos achilo v'kezayis. Masha'enkein, over here that we're speaking about, by Kabbalah's Tumah, you need a shir, here it's not sufficient that the oichel has anos achilo. Here you need a oichel of a kebay in order to be mekabel tume. An oichel, you don't have an oichel of a kebay. You have an oichel less than a kebay, and you have some mashke that is machshir the ma'is achila, but you don't have an oichel of a kebay. That's why the Gemara they say it's speaking about that it's gel. And I think that it's jealous, so then it has a din of an oichel it's tarufi. I saw in the art school, he brings down Gevaldike Diuk and Rashi, is a meiridike machloikes, the Rambam and Raivik. Which mashke are mekabel tume? The Rambam Shita is only the Zayin mashkois are mekabel tume. That the Zayin mashkois yad shachatam, which is machshir, this is a shem mashke, and this is mekabel tume. All other mashkois are not mekabel tume at all. That's the Shita of Rambam, and the Raibet. This is Perik Aleph, Halacha Dalet, from Hilchos Tumas Oichlim. And the Raivat is chaylik on the Rambam. The Zayin Mashkois are only Negei Hechsher. Like this, every Mashk is Mekabotum. This is the Shittas HaRaivat. So he makes a Gevalda Kediyik from Rashi. Rashi says that you can't say that our Mishnah is speaking about Reitev that is not Sheld, because then it's a Mashken and Eichel, and they have two shiurim. It can't be mitzarev, an oichel and a mashke, because a mashke is one shiur, since they have different shiurim, aim it's tafen de loy shavu shiurayu. That's what Rashi says. She says, if Rashi would hold back the Rambam, so Rashi doesn't have to give a lomde shechilik. You can't be mitzarev, the oichel and the mashke, because they have two different shiurim. The mashke is not mekabel tuma, period. The mashke is not mekabel tuma. Only the Zion mashke was speaking about a juice that's coming out from a piece of meat. So versteht sich, if it's a mashke, it can't be mitzarev. Because it's not mekabel tuma, period. So why does Rashi have to say, alam de shechilik? But Rashi says, the reason it's not mitzur, because since there are different shiurim, so you can't be mitzur. So you see from Rashi that Rashi holds like the Raivet. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Vaha kippa. My kippa. It says in the Mishnah that kippa is also mitzurev to, kippa is also mitzurev to the bosa, to be mashlem, the shir kebeya, gabi tumas oichlem. And again, the same lumdis that since it's nechel together with the bosor, so it's mitzarev to be mashlum the shir kebeya of the bosor, even though it's not nechel bifnei atzmoi, but with the bosor it is nechel. Frek the gemore, my kippah. What is the translation of kippah? Omar rabo pirmo. Pirmo means the small pieces of meat, which more or less they fall to the bottom of the pot, but as Rashi say, kippa, dak shebeboso shetzoilel yisoidak teir, shekoirin fundraila. These are the small pieces of meat that, more or less either they get small breklach of meat and they fall to the bottom of the pot. So this is mitzurev to be mashlem the shir kebeye of the bosa. Omalei Abaye. So Abaye asked, I don't understand. Who atzma yitma tumes oichlam? I don't understand. You have to tell me a chiddush that's not mekabel. You have to tell me a chiddush that it's mitzurev. To mitzav to tumas oichlem, who atzma yitma? It's meat. It's a long tame. Who atzma yitma tumas oichlem? The Mishnah it says that the kippah is only mitzarev. The kippah is mitzarev. It's not. So I don't need a chiddush of that. Who atzma yitma tumas oichlem? Yeah, elomara pope tavlin. It doesn't mean firmo, it means tavlin. So Rashi says tavlin, ba'an pei nafshayu. That means tavlin alone, loyochlulu, I think without the bob, the rishash is my chiluba. Ba'an pei nafshayu loyochlulu in she. People will not eat tavlin alone, but since together with the meat, you'll eat the tavlin, so there's a din that it's mitzurev to the tumas oichlam. Who, let us see the top taisvis. And the Rishash says the top taisvis is going on the Gemara of Kippah. Who atzma yitma tumas oichlam? So the Gemara asked, taisvis, why do you have to tell me a chiddush that it's mitzurev, huatzma yitma tumas oichlam? So Taisra says the Gemara should have asked a stronger kasha. Avi motzi lemeima yitma tumas leveles. The Mishnah says, when the Mishnah speaks about ha'oyer v'ha'oyte v'ha'kifa, mitztafa l'tame tumas oichlan, avaloy tumas nevelas. The Mishnah says, halacha, that the kippah is not mitame tumas nevelas. So the Gemara should have asked, and shuldig, if kippah means firma, that means kippah means the small pieces of meat that in the cooking process fall to the bottom of the pot, then not metame tumas nevela. Why not? If you'll have a kezayis, then there'll be metame tumas nevela. So the Gemara, like this, the Gemara asks a very edel akasha, what's the chiddush that it's, what is the chiddush that it's mitzarev? It alone is an oichel. So it's an edel akasha. It's no chiddush, it's poshet. The Gemara should have asked the Kasha if it's firma, so the Mishnah is saying a false halacha. The Mishnah says kippah is not metamet tumas neveilois. How could it be not metamet tumas neveilois? It's small pieces, remnants of meat. So if he is speaking about a neveila that was cooked and these small remnants fell off, and you have a kezias of this, it's metamet tumas neveilois. The Gemara should have asked a much stronger Kasha. That's Taisvis Kash. So Taisvis has two mahalcha. Havimotze lemeima yitma tumas nevelas. The Gemara l'taka has this kash. It can't be firma, because then the safe of the Mishnah Shvel. Period. Now Taisvis doesn't like this. That means if Havimotze lemeima, the Gemara should have asked the kash of that. So Taisus says, Inami tumis nevelas leimetame. That is bachlal natshver. Afilu I will learn that kippa means firma, it won't be metame tumis nevelas. Why? Vike mili tuve de metame tumis oichlum leimetame tumis nevelas. Kidisnan hasheichet behema loivet kechob mfacheses. It's metame tumas oichlim, it's not metame tumas nevelas. I'd like to elaborate 2 minutes to explain what the second teretz of Taisvis is. The Maram is a problem, he doesn't understand this teretz of Taisvis. I'd like perhaps to explain the teretz. Taisvis wants to say, even though kippah is firme, could be it's not metame tumas nevelas, and Taisus brings a raya from a sheichet behem v'loivet kechob umefacheses. The Brisker Rav in Zvochim brings down a chakire why a bal chai is not mekabel tumet. And one mahalach is, and he has a raya from a Taisus further in Chulin, a balchai is not mekabel tume because a balchai repels tume. A balchai can't be mekabel tume. There's no such thing. That's the chesorim of a balchai. A balchai repels tume. It's not mekabel tume. That's the inyan. A balchai is not mekabel tume. Fine. At kan l'shein. We have here a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if a person shechted a behema tmeya for a goy to eat, it's mekabel tumas oichlim, that's not metame tumas nevela. That's what it says in the Mishnah. It's mefalchis, it's mekabel tumas oichlim, it's not metame tumas nevela. So, according to this Brisker Rav, we have to understand, is it a lie, or is it not a lie? If it's a lie, so, a balchai cannot be mekabel to mesoichlam. So you have to say, no, the shechita made, that it's not a lie. No, if it's not a lie, so let it be metame to mesnevei. So al kochach, what is the teretz to this kasha? The teretz to this kasha is that each halacha has its own standard. Legabi tumas oichlin, it's called that. It's not called that, I can be kabbal tumas oichlin, a balchai repels tumas. No, it's not a balchai. It's geschachten. So legabi tumas oichlin, it's not called a balchai.
No, it's not called a Baal Chais, let it be Metame Tumis Neveilis. No, 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 no. Legabi Tumis Neveilis, it's called a Baal Chais. So that means that each halacha has its own standards. Legabi Tumis Oichlum, it's not called a Baal Chais. That's it's Mekabel Tumis Oichlum. Legabi Tumis Neveilis, it is called a Baal Chais. There's different standards and guidelines for different halachas. So that's what Tosfos wants to say. Tosfos wants to say, and perhaps we can later have in our Gemara, we can have halacha. The halacha is that if a person took matzah and the matzah disintegrated, he soaked the matzah and it disintegrated, so the din is not mekayim mitzvah achilas matzah because it doesn't have a shame lechem. That means it doesn't have a shame lechem. It lost the toya lechem. So memela, so you're not making mitzvahs achilas matzah because it doesn't have a shame lechem. Leidach gise, if we'll clear a shayla, is it an oichel, is it not an oichel? It could be it's called an oichel, but it's not called lechem. That means, so there are certain in yonim. Again, we have different standards. For the shame lechem, if it's nimuach, it's not called lechem. Mistama for the shame oichel, it's called oichel. So that's what Tosfos wants to say. By nevel, it says, anegeya bin nivlosa yitmo. You need a heftza of nevel. These small pieces of meat don't have a shame nevel. Gabi tumas oichlem could be it does have a shame tumas oichlem. So that's what Tosfos wants to say. Tosfos wants to say we cannot compare tumas nevela to tumas oichlem. It could very well be it doesn't have tumas nevela because that what it's firma, that what it's small pieces, it's in small pieces, so that gufe makes it it's not called a nevela. Aber an oichlem it's called. And Tosfos brings a raya. From that, what a sheichet of a person shechs a beimet meil akum and is mefalches, it's called not a balchai legabi tumis oichlem, and it's called a balchai legabi tumis nevelis. Zok the Gemara weiter. Nan osam, we learned a Mishnah. Hitpo es adam v'ochloi. A person went, Musi Rashi's Machlikas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns he took dam, he took blood, and he cooked it till it became hard. It became like a bachel. Hikva es adam ba'ochloi. Oy shehimcha es ha'chelev v'gomot. Or he took chelev, and he melted it, and he swallowed it. So here, both of these inyonim, he made what it is not. He made dam into a machel. He made chelev into a liquid. And it says, in both of these cases, he's chayev. So the Gemara says, "Bishloi me ikva es adam va'ochloi." If he took the blood and he cooked the blood and he made it hard, he made it into a salad. Kiven da akpei achshuvei achshuvei. It was machshuvei. Elohimcha es achelev v'gomoi achila ksivbei v'olav achilohim. It says, by chelev, there's an isa achila. If he's drinking the chelev, it's not achila. So, the Chassam Sofer says, pshat, the Gemara really, there are two nekudas that one has to understand. One nekuda is, if you had something, and you change the physical tzure of what you had, so it is considered a different thing. That means if you had dam, and you made from dam, which is in yisoid, a liquid, you made it into a salad. So theoretically, that is not called that what you had before. Before I had a liquid, now it's a solid. Or before I had a solid and I made it in the liquid. So, and this chesaron, that it is different, and this chesaron, the Gemara, but if I machshev it, I was the one that changed it. I wanted that it should be in this form, so then the shinoi hatsura is not a chesaron. That means I wanted chaylev in a liquid form, or I wanted dam in a solid form, so since I was machshev this new form, so it doesn't lose its previous status. So therefore, the Gemara says, when it comes to dam, I have no problems with this. Even the akvei, achshuvei, achshuvei. Elohim chesachelev, I also don't have a problem with that the form changed, but I have a new problem. Achilaksive, here it says by chaylev, you have to eat it. I didn't eat it, I swallowed it. So there's a new problem. Amar Reish Lakish, Amar Kro, Nefesh L'Rabbis Es HaShayse. I have a Beferish Ribui. Nefesh L'Rabbis Es HaShayse, even though he didn't eat it. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi, Hikva Hikrishoi Al Gabi Ha'u. He made it, he hardened it with al gabi ha'ish. L'rabbi says ha'shayis, midrsiv v'nichreso ha'nefesh. Nefesh mashme kol dobar ha'miyashiv daitai shel odom v'afilu shayse. Nefesh means he got satisfaction from it. K'moy im yesh es nafshechem. Shehi loshin taiva v'kayres ruach shenefesh nene mimena. So it says v'nichasa hanefesh, so this is a ribuy, that if he got satisfaction from it, so memele, there's also a chiyiv kores. So there's a giluy akra, that if he enjoyed the liquid chaylev, so he's chayiv taka alts. I'll say, even though it says achila, but there's a ribui, if he derives satisfaction from it, you're also chayiv kores. Let us see Taisvis. Zek Taisvis, ikva adam v'ochloi. So Taisvis had a big problem. We had before machlekes chashi and Taisvis by dam shebishloi, if you're chayiv or not. So Taisu says, Ikfei Bechama, not where Rashi says Bo'u, ki de parshina bakay mitzchabe, avu Bo'u loy de dam shebish loy ein oiv olo. We had before Rashi holds dam shebish loy, you also chayiv. So Memele in the Chsam Sefer says that what Rashi said, bedavket speaking about bishloy, because it says two cases, it says Himcha Sachelev. Taisus and Psochem says Himcha Sachelev has to be Al Ha'ul, because if he did it Bechama, it's called Chelev Chai, and Chelev Chai is like Derech Achile, and you're not Chayev. So Himcha Sachelev has to be Al Yidei Ha'ul. So therefore Rashi said some Mestome Hikves Adam is also Yidei Ha'ul. Taisus Lushitose. It is say hikves adam is aydei chama and hikves achayv is aydei hu. Le rabbis ashoise. Vim toime v'loma likro, oshdi yahave b'chlal achil. Why do you need a special ribi? Taket says you're not allowed to eat it. But we have a klal, oshdi yahave b'chlal achil. Kedoshin in per gimel de shvuz. V'dechsiv v'achalta lifnei Hashem alekecho. Maise de goncho tiroishcho. You eat tirosh. Now tirosh is wine. How do you eat wine? The kari tirosh achila. So the Gemara brings a raya from that. That shtiya bechlal achila. So what's the Gemara's problem over here? Nida ribo yev shtiya. Vishloim edahosim bemili de shtiya. If we're speaking about something that the normal usage, the normal benefit derived from it is through drinking it, that's the yizicha called achila. That shtiyah is called achila. Kegoyin yayin v'shemen. But here we're speaking about chaylev. Chaylev l'may says something which will be eaten, which is eaten. So this is not oimet to be drunk. This is oimet to be eaten. So here neither beferish the ribay nefesh, the rabbi says,